Hey, everybody, it's Libby DeLucian again with the Libby DeLucian podcast, and we have a great guest today. Naylor, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell our guest who you are, what you do, and we're going to kick this off.
Well, thanks, Libby. I appreciate being on your podcast. I love podcasting. I love conversation. I love sharing stories and learning and growing together. So I'm happy to be here. My name's Naylor Taliaferro, also known as the lawn care rookie in the green industry. That was the name of my YouTube channel when I started 11 years ago, because I started my lawn care business 11 years ago as a way to kind of rebuild my life after being in retail management for 15 years, over 15 years. And just my life was going one way and retail management was going another way. And it was not good. And, you know, I barely spent time with my family. I didn't really have a good relationship with my wife anymore. And things were just really falling apart. And unfortunately, a lot of humans have to get to the lowest point in life before you actually start kind of crawling your way out, right? I mean, that seems to be a commonality there, unfortunately. But I guess maybe that's part of like being able to strengthen you so that you are able to stay there when you get there, wherever there is. So like, I guess when we hit rock bottom, it's like our way of like re-strengthening, because it's going to take a lot to climb out of that hole. And then you're able to sustain yourself when you get to where you want to be, which hopefully a better place. So that was kind of me. And lawn care was that opportunity for me. And then I kind of stumbled upon the YouTube community or the social media community in its infancy in lawn care and landscaping back 11 years ago, because I was just researching how to go from like a homeowner that loved lawns and had like the best lawn in the neighborhood to how do I be a business, you know, doing this, you know, and be professional. Like I knew I was a business, I managed business, retail businesses for 15 years. So I knew all that. How did that translate to lawn care? And then I found some guys on YouTube, like Jonathan Potoshnik, like a mutual friend. Yeah. The lawn care millionaire, you know, so I was binged all of his content, you know, learned about route density and all these things that I was kind of already trying to figure out, just didn't know the terms because I wanted to get my time back, wanted to get my life back, wanted to not work every weekend like I had to in retail, not work nights like I had to in retail and all that. So just literally used lawn care to rebuild my life. And I quickly realized, you know, the lawn care millionaire was way up here, which is great, but there was nobody down here where I was like making all these mistakes. And how do you like start a business, you know, and how do you do all those things before we even get to the growth phases? So I was like, man, maybe I should just make some content out there. So that's where the lawn care rookie came from. And I want everyone to know that I was not the lawn care millionaire or the lawn care expert. I was the lawn care rookie starting from scratch here. I'm just showing my wins and losses and, you know, like, oh, look at what I discovered. This works. And people were like, oh, that's cool. So that's how that all started. And, you know, you fast forward through the years, through the last decade, and I've, you know, had my lawn care business, started a whole nother brand, LCR Media, my other business, and focused on content creation, event planning, networking, and learning event planning. So I host several events, industry leading events, work with Equip Expo, the largest trade show in our industry, do lots of things with them. And it's all about community, bringing everyone together, like-minded business owners, and then growing outside of the green industry, like connecting with you, Libby, and so many other folks in the service industry, right? Like we're all contractors. It's all the same at the end of the day. It's just a different service that we might be providing, but we're experiencing so many of the same things. And that's what I'm passionate about. And this the service industry, lawn care, landscaping specifically, really helped me kind of climb out of my hole. And I've just been trying to pay it forward constantly all this time. So have my lawn care business, have the LCR Media business, and just living the dream, helping everyone else grow their dream.
I love that. So much of our story kind of similar. I started my cleaning and organizing business out of like desperation. It's amazing what you can do when your back is up against that wall. Mm-hmm. I always say like innovation comes from desperation. You're not going to just like have this grand idea sitting on the couch watching Netflix most of the time. It's more when you're in pain or you're struggling or like you want change and you've hit that bottom. So I love that story. And I'm the same. Like I still got my cleaning company and I'm still like super dedicated to the cleaning industry, but I love to expand. Like I think I was the only house cleaning company in Jonathan's group back when I joined Service Autopilot or the Academy and then Elite. But man, it was the same, like it was the same struggle, the same valleys of despair, the same hiring issues, the same customer issues. It's just the service that was being delivered was just different.
Right.
Yeah, right,
exactly. At the end of the day, the service is different, but we deal with the same stuff.
And I always encourage my house cleaning industry, if we're like, because there's a lot of people that say, oh, you have to stay in your industry, like don't go outside of it because the content isn't relevant or the information isn't relevant. I like to like agree and disagree because, yeah, I think it's good to stay in our industry, but I also think it's good to also go out because I learned so much from the lawn care industry on like how you guys market, how you guys advertise, that we just don't do in residential cleaning that worked. And it's kind of like if you stay in that one thing, you're not exposing yourself to new ideas, new ways of doing things, and vice versa. So I do love like getting out and learning from other service industries, especially home service. I think we have a lot to learn.
Absolutely.
So I loved your story and I want to jump into, you know, our one layer deep method. And the one layer deep method is just a way of thinking. And, you know, you talked about hitting that bottom and now you're living the dream. And most of us, you know, most people out there want to live the dream, but there are things that you had to go through, thought processes, decisions, because it's, and I think that a lot of business owners are just like one step away, like one decision away from living the dream sometimes. Like it's so close, but we, you know, we give up or we retreat or we're burnt out. And so my goal with the podcast is like, how do you get through that breakthrough? So I'm going to start with like, my first question is, do you remember when you knew that your business needed something, but what you wanted to do was like completely different? You know, that want versus need in your business. Can you tell me a time like when you felt like things were kind of just slipping through the cracks, slipping through your fingers before you made that shift and when the business was kind of screaming at you, but you kind of kept ignoring certain parts of it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, excuse me. I'll actually focus on something that I've been talking about recently just to share, you know, my vulnerability and be transparent because I think it's important because everyone sees the tip of the iceberg, right? And they, you know, they don't know everything that's gone underneath or they see the success story. They think you're an overnight success or whatever. I've hosted many events. They just anyone that looks out from the outside in, it looks like everything's great, but no one knows how much of a struggle it may or may not have been or all the ideas that failed and you never even got to see the light of, you know, they never got to see the light of day. You didn't even see it. But so I say all that to say that probably my most recent biggest challenge, because with lawn care, you know, everything was like a dream for me because it rebuilt my life. So like any mistake didn't even seem like a mistake. Like it seemed like I literally just had to make that decision and life just started working with me, you know, like everything conspired with me so that I could rebuild my life. I just had to make that decision, which was a hard decision to begin with, but I was at such a low point, like you said, at a desperation. I just had to literally just cut that other part of my life off and start from scratch. So that was a little bit easier in retrospect, but you know, and then things just started happening, you know, and you know, of course not everything was sunshine and rainbows, but I think for your listeners, the biggest example I can share is a couple of years ago, it might be almost 2 years ago now, the first time that I did the LCR Summit, which is my most recent event. And it's the first time that's a paid event. Like, you know, all the other events are like more social gatherings and brands partner to sponsor and pay for food and all that. Like no one's buying tickets or anything like that. This is a totally different event where you're actually coming, spending 2 days to learn how to improve your business and then essentially your life, right? Because like we talk, it's all connected. If you're having a bad day at work, you tend to bring that home with you, or you got to reset the mechanism before you walk in the front door, right? So that your family gets your best and not your worst or the leftovers and your business took everything from you type deal. So it's all connected. So going to the summit, you have 2 days of building your business to what more of what you want it to be. Jonathan was there, you know, that first year as a keynote speaker and a lot of other folks that you and I know. And it was the first time of anything like that I've done. And we only have a couple of events like that to begin with in our industry, in the lawn care and landscaping industry to begin with. And it's other content creators that do it, you know, aside from the big trade shows and those kind of corporate more run things, that there was nothing else like this. So there wasn't a whole lot to go from. And mine was completely different. It wasn't the traditional setup of just sitting in a room and you just have people rapid fire come on stage. So the whole thing was essentially different and it was paid. And so it was hard to communicate, or it was challenging for me to communicate that to everyone. No one really knew what to expect. ticket sales were low. I essentially lost a lot of money on the event, though the event was amazing, right? Like the people that were there got more than they expected out of it. And, you know, I remember Jonathan, who, you know, who's become a good friend of mine over the years. He's, you know, like, concerned, you know, like, how's it going? Like, how much money did you lose, if you don't mind me asking, or whatever, and all that. And, you know, he was just trying to really help me out. And he's like, man, it's, but he said, I think you should keep doing this. This was amazing. Like, this event was amazing. I just really wish we could figure out how to fill the room better. Like, it's tough to market it because it's not like anything else. Like I said, like, it's very unique. So we got to really figure out how to market this properly and all that. And he's like, you know, I wish I had a way to market this for you. Like, he was in transition, you know, like, didn't have a platform or anything yet. He's since, you know, started, you know, new YouTube and all that. But he's like, I don't really, you know, like, so we really strategized. But what happened was, I started at that point, I decided at the end of the event, because I knew we were going to crush it. I knew we were going to have a great time, and we were going to give so much value to everyone that attended. But at the end of the event, when I was talking to Jonathan, I said, I'm just going to summarize this as a marketing expense for the next event. Like, the thousands of dollars that I lost, I'll, instead of saying I lost it, I'll say I invested it for the next event, because I spent a good amount of money for a great venue with great videography, great everything, right? So amazing replays, amazing testimonials, amazing B-roll, amazing everything, right? Like, the top of the line stuff, so that I could use that to promote the next event. So people could be like, oh my gosh, and have all that FOMO, right? And so, and he was like, wow, that's a really great way to think about it. Cause he was like really sad for me, you know, like that I lost all that money. And he was just like, but when I said that, he was like, that's a really great way to look at it. So that was the beginning of the shift. But then I was still a little, you know, I was still kind of getting through it, like, man, how do I really get this to improve next year? You know, that set me down a path of, one, like, I decided to think of it differently, and two, I was determined not to give up and to get through it, you know, because disruption follows intention. So because I created the LCR Summit, which is something new, disruption followed, right? Like, things didn't just flow the way that I'm used to, having hundreds and hundreds of people showing up for my events seemingly with ease. And this was totally different. So it really pushed me to a new limits of me trying to figure out myself and what do I do? And I went down a whole new path, found new coaches, new folks from different areas outside of the green industry, and really gave me a whole new awareness. And I created a whole new different type of way. Like I really was able to refine the way I spoke about my event and about that event and marketing it better, and really refining my message, and just constantly getting coached and listening to certain, you know, books and podcasts and coaching content. And by the time I saw Jonathan again, the month before my next event, which he volunteered to speak, he got voluntold, right, to speak again, just really wanted to help me out. So thank you again to Jonathan, huge shout out, two years in a row. And at that point, he had a YouTube channel, so he was able to shout that out and got a whole bunch of people to sign up at the last minute because they wanted to see Jonathan, because he had been, you know, behind the scenes for a couple of years and in transition. So, but by the time I saw him again in September, because we went to a totally different event that had to do with YouTube and everything in Dallas. So we all hooked up with him. He was like, wow, you've really put in a lot of work. Like, just speaking to me, he could tell that I just sounded different. I had a different level of awareness and confidence, and I was doing things that I needed to do to get to where I needed to get. And it just ended up being a huge success. Like, that event was amazing. We filled the room. Everybody, again, had an amazing experience, transforming experience, like the first time. But everything just worked out amazing. And it's just been like this. I just keep evolving and growing from there. So
I love that. I was going to ask you the question, but you kind of already answered. It's like, what triggered that moment of brutal honesty, you know, with yourself? Where, like, hey, I need to get a coach. I need to, like, learn something else. It was so funny because I just talked about this yesterday. If you're still, like, if you're not increasing your coaching spend, how do you expect yourself to up level and change? In business, we always talk about, like, increasing our marketing spend, increasing our recruiting spend to, like, keep up with the business growth. You can't keep spending the same amount on marketing and expect to have a company that's growing. And it goes the same with us. Like, we can't expect to not up our coaching or invest in more coaching or different coaching if we expect a change in us or in our personal outcome or results. So I love that story. And I love that Jonathan helped you out.
Yeah.
He actually recommended a coach to me the last time I saw him. And I'm in that group. I'm in that guy's coaching program. It has nothing to do with the service industry whatsoever.
Right.
He's like, this guy would be really good for you. He's like, you guys think the exact same. And I looked him up and I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like he was right. Love, you know, that coaching. So as far as like that moment, you know, being brutally honest, like you said, you realized when you lost the money and you, I love how you changed the way you think about it. It was a marketing expense. It was a learning experience.
Right.
I call those expensive experiences.
Right. There you go. Yeah. Well, you learn the most from failure, right? I mean, I think we've all heard, a lot of us have heard that so many times, and it's true. And I hadn't experienced a lot of failure leading up to that point. From, it was almost like, you know, a decade later, here I am again, having to, I'm at a low point, you know, and out of desperation, I kind of had to make some tough decisions, you know, and I lost money, and then I had to reinvest more money into some coaching and training to get my mind right. And that's not something that a lot of our industry, everyone million plus, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, they get it. They spend money immediately on things because they know, and you know, they have their own bottleneck points too. But so much of our industry, the green industry, is the million less club, and they're all struggling to get to $1 million.
It's the same
and they
way
don't
in
know
cleaning.
How.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same way in cleaning.
And it's that mindset that they need to get that shift, and that they don't even understand the importance of investing in coaching or learning and training. They think they can just binge listen to podcasts and watch social media and YouTube videos and everything will be fine. They'll figure it out, read books and all that. But it's not as all specific. When it's that large quantity, you can't be so specific to your business needs and all that kind of stuff. So that's where the coaching really comes into play, where you can, you know, really distill that information more to you and, you know, to your business type and all that. And for whatever reason, no one really figured that. No one really gets that. And I was kind of stuck in that a little bit myself until I got to that point. And then once I realized, I'm like, so I'm on like a whole another mission. Like my purpose is in pen, but my path is in pencil. So like I've just been erasing and rewriting and shifting things. And I'm on a mission now to help the Million Less Club, you know, figure this out. Like, listen, like I'm learning all this stuff and then bringing it back, distilling it for you guys and girls so that I can help move you to the next level as well.
I love that mine changes too. Like, you know, at first I just wanted to help like just the cleaning industry, but then I'm like, but no, I mean, I actually own two softwares and there's no women in software at all. And then I'm like, okay, it's women in software. And I'm like, but no, it's cleaning still. And you know, I've really been working on this and refining it with a coach as well. And it's actually neither of them. Because it's bigger than that, right? What I'm trying to do, and it's bigger than that. And so we've really been working on it. And, you know, I love kind of that thought process around the coaching. I always say that, and it just blows my mind sometimes, because I'm in a ton of Facebook groups with some smaller companies, right? And I'm always in there trying to help and, you know, be present and answer questions. But it's incredible to see the negative response of people saying, oh, you should never pay for coaching, like figure it out yourself. Like, and for all of our listeners, if you're like ever teetering around either up-leveling your coaching, because so like I just dropped some of my past coaches I had for about 3 years, and I just interviewed and hired two new coaches and up-leveled what I was looking for. Because there's business coaching, that's how the business runs. There's leadership coaching, that's how you show up to your in your business. And then there's like life coaching, right? And so it's like, what do you need, right? Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today. And, you know, a lot of coaches try to sometimes mush them together, or they don't realize one is like, they're three separate things.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell everyone who's really hesitant, like you'll go to Disney World and you'll buy a fast pass because you want to cut the line.
Right.
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 And so I call coaching, it's the fast pass.
100%.
do you want to cut the line or do you want to stand in line for 3 hours?
Yeah. Do you want to take 10 years to learn something or pay to learn it in 1 year? And you have 9 years now left of your life that you can celebrate and utilize all the information that you learned and have a better life.
Or even live your life for 9 years, right? Versus like, or your business, living your life, running your
right.
life.
Right.
And I think that because using that fast pass term and people understand fast passes and I'm the opposite. I won't even go to the amusement park. So that's why I wouldn't buy a fast pass. But, you know, I got to go because I got kids. But the fast pass is like, there's fast passes in life. Like, how do we just, you know, here, take my money. Please tell me how to do it. You know, great coaches to me coach through mistakes, right? And experiences. And yeah, it's the fast pass. So,
yeah, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say
And
that you made me think about FastPass. That's because I've been talking a lot to, you know, my coaching group and just social media about life has a need for speed, like living life has a need for speed. And what I've learned a lot recently is how we've been like indoctrinated or just kind of just fooled or brainwashed by so many, you know, false beliefs of thinking that making money fast is bad. Getting a fast pass is bad. Doing things fast is bad. Like, okay, obviously everything has a place. Like not everything is about being it's not about rushing. That's the thing. There's a difference between speed and rushing and hurrying through things and all that. What I mean by life has a need for speed, it means in order to get the most out of life, you need to learn certain things. The faster you learn them, the more you get out of life, right? Like if you want to be a millionaire and it takes you till you're 60, then think about all of the life that you didn't get to live as a millionaire. Now you have less time to live. Is it so? Learn how to be a successful business owner, a leader, a coach, a parent, whatever leadership, you know, community representative. Learn how to get there faster so that you can enjoy more of that time when you get there. So that's why life has a need for speed. If you want to get the most out of it, you just need to hurry up and figure this out faster. And there's so many ways to do that now. There's so many coaches and programs and events and getting the right rooms with the right people to really shortcut that. And like you said, fast pass, I say fast track, you know, like the same concept, like collapse time, you know, take 10 years of learning and get it into 1 year. And now you have 9 years left to really get the most out of life and business. And that's ultimately what it's about. And I've been trying to say that message a lot in the last year to really help folks so that they're not stuck, you know.
I'm looking for a book because there's this great book on this. And it's called Exponential Organization. And it's, you know, it's how unicorn companies are made, you know, and unicorn companies are $100 million in 10 years. And those are your like Ubers, Airbnbs, those kind of platforms. But in the book, one of the key things about this is that you have to leverage something. You have to leverage time or an asset to achieve that rapid success, that rapid growth. And so if you think about coaching, you're leveraging their mistakes and their experiences. You're leveraging that so you can collapse that time versus making them. Some mistakes we have to make ourselves.
Right.
But some can definitely be avoided. That's why we parent our children.
Right.
And it's just it's a really fun and interesting topic, that whole like money loves speed, right? Success loves speed. And this is my whole mission in my book. So I have a book coming out called One Layer Deep, and it's all about simple systems at scale, right? And you can't scale complexity. Like you can't scale confusion or chaos. Well, you can scale it, but it won't cause growth. And so like my whole mission is if the lighter you are, the faster you can go. The simpler you keep your business model, your life, everything, even your home, the faster you can go. And once you can sit here, you can sit back and watch people right in front of your eyes explode. And people are like, how did they do that? Like, how are they doing that? And one, you know, it's through simple systems, the simple simplicity, because they're light enough to go fast. And once you go fast, it compounds, the momentum builds. And it's actually really, it's a really fun and interesting ride to be on, like when you're going fast. Opportunities happen, like connections happen, deals start happening that you're just like, oh my gosh. When you're going slow, those things pass by you because you're going so slow. You can't keep up with them. But when you're running at that same speed, you all of a sudden notice all these things happening around you and all these opportunities opening up.
Yeah, that's amazing. I can't wait for your book to come out. And that also reminds me of a book that I read that talks about next versus X, and not like, not in the way that some older books have spoken about it, but in the way of X is traditionally kind of like what you just said, and what most people think of 2X, like you're just doing more of the same thing. You're just trying to do double the work to make double the money. I want to go from 1 million to 2 million. So now you have to work twice as hard, do twice as much, and no wonder why you're stressed out. No wonder why maybe you don't even want to get to 2 million and you're just stuck at 1 million because you're like, that just seems so hard. But if you think about getting to 10 million instead of 2 million, now that's 10X. Now, the reason why that's better and different is because you literally have to cut out so much of your daily operations, your life, your business to even achieve 10 million versus 2 million. Your business and your life looks completely different at 10 million. If you can visualize that and think about that, it looks completely different at 10X than 2X. So that's where the speed really comes, because imagine if you're like, okay, I want to get this back to what I was saying. If you're like, I want to get to 10 million in 10 years, right? Versus I want to get to 10 million in 2 years. You significantly have to make serious changes. And now even if you don't get to 10 million, you've gotten more than 2 million because you've cut out so many things and you've gotten so much further, you know. And there's also the gap and gain mentality, which is something I'm obsessed with too. That was also in that book. Like the gap, focusing on the gap is, oh, well, we didn't hit 10 million. We only hit 6 million. But focusing on the gain is, well, we hit 6 million, which is more than 2 million.
Yeah.
Like we did amazing. Like think of all the things that we did. We hired this person, that person. We were more profitable. Like focusing on the gain is all the things that you did accomplish versus focusing on what you didn't accomplish yet. That's the gap mentality. And people that focus on the gap mentality, which is the majority of the world, unfortunately, are very depressed and they have a hard time being happy more often. If you focus on the gain, you're happy more than you're not, because you're focusing on what did work, what you did accomplish. Look in the rearview mirror of your life, and now you're like, wow, I did a lot. I've come a long way. So I didn't even read that book, but I just started like when I started doing these things, I just came to a moment where I had to start making some tough decisions and decide how I'm going to think about things differently, you know, and just start. So like for me, the 10X move was literally investing large sums of money in coaching that I just never even would have thought of, and just doing, making strategic moves that nobody else in our industry would have ever even thought of making. And it completely rearranged the furniture in my brain and completely changed so much about myself that when Jonathan saw me again in less than a year later, he was just like, you've been putting in a lot of work. Like he could tell, because I know he's way, way up at that level. So he, you know, real recognizes real. So he could just see it, you know, he could see I was on the come up on a whole nother level. So that all is kind of wrapping all this back up in a bow together, what you were saying, and, you know, it's speed, and most people are stuck in 2X, you know, and they should be focusing on 10X so that they can get there faster. And there's this huge shift and all of a sudden things just start working out, you know, and like you said, it's easier to scale that way as well.
Yeah. One of my favorite lines in that book is that you have to literally commit suicide with the current version of yourself.
Yeah.
In the book, it also mentions like you've done it in the past. You just don't realize it unless you stop for a minute. So that's the gap in the gain. And you go back and think about what were you like at 15 years old, at 20 years old, at 25 years old. But those happen slower and sometimes not intentionally. But you can do it intentionally to create more speed.
Right.
So it's funny. I just hired 2 new coaches, like I'd mentioned earlier, for different reasons that no one in my industry is doing. Right. One is I hired a drag queen to coach me.
Nice.
Why? I looked at myself in video and in pictures, and I wasn't happy with the way I carried myself, the presence. I wanted to demand attention in the room. I wanted to walk with confidence. And then like my personal assistant is like, who does that? How did you even think to do that? And in my first session with him, he said, we're going to create a persona and this is going to be Libby, right? And here, what does she stand for? Who does she represent? And this is the 10X version. This is, you have to commit suicide with the current version of yourself and you have to live your 10X version. So we're making the persona of who am I? Who is that persona? What does she look like? Not in like physical look, but like, what does she represent? What does she wear? You know, what are her beliefs? What are her disbeliefs? What are her anchors? What is she trying to achieve and who does she stand for? Which was, I mean, who would have thought in a million years you're going to get that like from a drag queen, but they have personas and they put it on. And then you know how you have to know when to also turn it off because it can be exhausting. But you're starting to live in that future self, that persona, till it all of a sudden becomes who you are. And then the second coach that I hired, actually, he said, we're going to work on a persona. And I was like, oh my gosh, both coaches don't know each other and both said the same thing. He goes, do you think Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan at home? No, Michael Jordan is Jordan when he steps on the court. He's Jordan. That's his persona. That's what he works on. That's what he coaches on. It's very specific. It's very niche. And that's what we're going to do. You're going to be the Jordan of this industry. Like, how do you get there? It's a persona because you have to create it to live it, right? You just don't turn it on. You have to start like finding those triggers and anchors to say like, how do I show up in business? You know, I'm not going to show up in my yoga pants and jogging pants to a leadership meeting. No, how am I supposed to show up? And that may sound like little piddly things, but to change your mind, to reprogram your mind, you have to do these things.
100%. I agree. I mean, I've heard different versions of that as well with the other high leaders. Like, they have different names and terms for it. But I mean, it could be like, you know, anything from like, you know, having like a nice watch or something.
Yeah.
You put a nice watch on and you instantly, it's like
trigger.
Yeah, like you're like, okay, it's game time. You know, it's like the whole when I was in retail, it's like, put your manager cap on or whatever, you know, it's like, I'm manager, you know, person now, you know, versus at home, you're just chill or whatever. Like, so it's whatever it is for you, you know, like, to help you switch your mind. Like, so sometimes getting dressed up in a nice suit or a nice outfit or putting on nice shoes or all the above, you know, just getting the persona, you know, like Jordan putting on his own shoes, you know, and stepping on that court and the whole place went nuts. That was it. That's all he needed to just keep elevating to the highest level of himself and be Michael Jordan, Air Jordan, you know, like, so it's different for everyone. But like you said, it maybe some people need to find that and figure that out for them and stop quote unquote showing up in their yoga pants, you know, literally or figuratively, you know, just figure out what that is for you that makes you feel better so that you can get, you know, like I've told folks in the past, like over the winter in our industry, it slows down, right? Because nothing is growing in the winter. So there's not as much cash flow unless you're doing snow removal, but that's still a whole different thing. And your sleep schedule is all crazy, but it's like still wake up every day the same time, get dressed the same way or get dressed like for work. Like don't just sleep in and spend all day in your pajamas. You know what I mean? Like that's not really helping you mentally. Like, and then you wonder why you're not as productive. Oh, I just had a bunch of office stuff to do and I barely got it done. Well, probably because you were just in a funk the whole day because you didn't even, you know, utilize certain things to get your brain active, right? You stayed, they say like, don't do things in bed because your brain thinks bed is bedtime, sleep time, you know? So you're, it's hard for you to be on your laptop in bed or read a book in bed. You're going to go fall asleep, right? So get out of bed and do this. So there's a lot of truth to this. Like it's all that body mind connection, getting in the right environment, and how can you trigger these things so you can be productive and achieve 10x results, right?
Yeah. So, you know, before we wrap up, you know, for anyone who's looking to achieve those 10x results in themselves, like how you show up, even how do you like show up in your business, show up in your life, show up in your marriage, the easiest thing to start is to put it on paper. Like how do I want to show up? Sometimes it's so much easier for us to write it down, like our those goals or aspirations. This is how I want to show up, versus it's harder to actually make the shift in your actions and your daily habits. But by writing it down first, it now becomes real, like you've written it down. So that would be my tip for everyone to, you know, write it down. If this is something you crave or seek, write it down and then, you know, see what comes out of your brain and onto that piece of paper. Write it down in pencil.
There you go. I agree 100%. There's something about writing versus typing in your phone or just thinking about it all the time. Like writing it down kind of makes it more real. It's like another act of manifesting it into reality. So, there's just a different connection with your mind when you're writing, physically writing something. Like literally this has been talked about forever from so many smart people. Like there's literally a scientific thing with your brain and writing with pen and paper, pencil and paper, notebook, journal, whatever, physically writing things down. I don't even think writing on an iPad has the same effect, but it's better.
Because I have one and it doesn't do the same thing.
Yeah. See, so there you go. So you literally have to have like paper and a writing utensil and just sit there and write your thoughts down like journaling is a big thing. It's not just like your diary. It's like legit, you know, brainstorming and getting your ideas out there. And like, literally I have books full of ideas that all manifested to reality. And it blows some people's minds that I've shown that to. And like, oh my gosh, like seemingly crazy things that I accomplished. And it's like, well, I just wrote it down and it just became a thing.
Yeah. And I think when we write it down, we don't have to go back to look at it. Like the step one is just writing it down. Who cares if you look at it ever again?
Right.
Don't think that you have to like, oh, but I never look at it, or, you know, I don't always have my computer, or it's not in my, no, the act is actually writing it down. It's the pen to paper action that will help even just get you remotely closer to achieving it and manifesting it.
100%. So, Naylor,
it was great to have you on. We need to go ahead and wrap up, but where can all of our listeners find you? We'll make sure you let us know. We'll also make sure to put it in our show notes.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I think the easiest way is I'm on everything, all the major platforms that you can think of as LCR Media. I mean, I have a lot of other things, but the easiest thing for anyone to hearing, just LCR Media. So you could just Google it as well and see all the different things. But any platform you're on, like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all the big ones, you know, Snapchat, all the stuff, just LCR Media. I'm most active in the podcast, LCR Media. Like I have my own podcast. Like, so if you just Google LCR Media, you would see all the things. And I'm most active on podcasting, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, you know, and then all the other ones are just kind of there just to participate. But for the most part, that's my main group there. So thank you.
Awesome. And when is your next summit event?
It's actually in October coming up. It's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky. It's going to be the same week as Equip Expo, which is the largest trade show in our industry. It's literally, I think, the fifth now largest trade show in the country, period, like of all trade shows, because it's so massive with square footage and attendance. Like almost 30,000 people attended last year. So that starts on Wednesday. So Monday, Tuesday, October 20 and 21. That's when the LCR Summit is, those first 2 days. And then you continue the week with Equip. I think a mutual friend of ours, Jonas Olsen, is going to be
Jonas,
there.
I just talked to him the other day.
Yeah, he's going to be there, and he's going to have a presentation as well. And so we got a lot of great speakers there, and that's at lcrsummit.com. Again, that's pretty super easy for people.
I might actually have to come and check it out, because I know so many people that are going to be there, and I haven't seen them in such a long time, because some of the other conferences we used to go to, they don't happen anymore.
Right.
Like the SAA conference.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm trying to rebuild some stuff for the service industry, starting with lawn care and landscaping. But hey, I'm bringing in folks from outside, you know, like that, Eric Triplett, the Pond Digger. He's coming from California for the second year in a row. We've been good friends for a long time, and he's really good at contracting and sales and speaking to your ideal clients. And he has a huge pond construction and pond maintenance and products and all kinds of stuff out there in California. So he's coming again too. So I bring folks from outside of the lawn and landscape industry, in addition to the lawn and landscape industry, right? We have great folks that are coming for that too, just to give you a wide variety of how you can learn from other service business owners, you know, from outside the lawn and landscape industry, because we can learn from each other. Like, well, maybe you can be a guest one of these upcoming times. So we're going to have a Q&A panel. So if you are in town, if you do decide to go, let me know. And, you know, you can come stop by and hop on the panel with me and Jonas and everybody else, and the audience can ask us questions. And I'm sure there'll be lots of values.
Awesome. That sounds great. Yes, definitely. So want to thank you. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up. So guys, this is what it means to go one layer deep: real clarity, real action to real results. Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.